This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House to see their newly remodeled dining room and for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support. They look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 21st of March, 725, 46 degrees on our way to 67 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Clerk Amy Jones. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well, thank you.
Well, glad to have you on with us. I'm going to ask here how things are, just in general terms, going in the office here this week.
Things are going really well.
Outstanding. Now, for folks that don't know, this is Amy's first year as county clerk slash election officer, but you've been part of the election office and, you know, the county clerk's office here for a number of years. And I guess my question regarding that here, Amy, before we really start talking about the election itself, is how your past experience and, you know, your coworkers are, you know, really helping as this goes for you here, your first time officially leading the election effort.
Yes. I have been working with the clerk and election office for almost 9 years now. So I had plenty of training and training opportunities to learn both sides of it. I didn't do a staff change at all. We have a great team here. We all work really well together. And things have been really just going pretty smooth, pretty good.
And this is Amy's first primetime newsmaker on KVOE as Lyon County Clerk, too. Yeah, and we're happy to have you here. Get used to it, Amy. You know, we ask a lot of you, you know, here at KVOE to get you on the air and keep our listeners informed of what is happening at the office. Well, let's see. Where are we at? We've got a deadline coming up, I guess, not that far away, really, but it's a deadline for what election officers to get your name on the ballot or off the ballot is first?
Yes. So our first deadline coming up is the deadline to file for office. And the deadline is June 2nd. That's a Monday at noon.
Okay. Before we start talking about what candidates need to do, what other deadlines are maybe in place ahead for voters as we get towards that August election, whether they're right before that or maybe shortly afterward?
Sure. So if there is enough candidates to have a primary election this year, we will have voter registration will close July 15th. And then on the 16th of July, we will start mailing out advance ballots in the mail. The August primary this year will be August 5th. Okay. And then the registration books will open back up on the 6th.
Okay, easy enough. For folks that we've seen a few filings, it seems like the process is pretty slow early, and then by the time we get to late April through May, things pick up pretty quickly. For folks that are considering a run for the office, what do they need to bring with them, or what information do they need to provide, or maybe some fees that they need to pay in order to get on the ballot?
Sure. So it depends on what position you are wanting to file for. To start off with, let's go with our first class city, for city position, the city council positions, there's three of them up this year. The filing fee, if you just want to pay by fee, is $70. If you want to pay, do it by petition, you have to get at least 50 qualified signatures, and then you still have to pay the $50 to governmental ethics.
Okay, is that August 5th date, Amy, only for city and school primaries, or could we have anything else on the ballot at that time?
As of right now, it is only for city and school primaries.
Okay.
Gotcha. Understood.
Yep.
Amy, I'm going to ask you here because there's a potential change in the works coming for the advance mail ballot process. And this is something that we hadn't talked about here earlier, but this has not gotten approval by Governor Laura Kelly. I'm assuming it's going to wind up with an override effort here in just a little bit. But specifically on the advance mail ballot process, eliminating that three-day grace period. If that does wind up becoming law, does that affect you guys here later this year? And how would that affect your office operations coming in for the primary election?
I believe if it does go into law, that it'll be next year is when it starts. I haven't seen a for sure date on that yet. I would just really want to encourage voters who request a mail ballot that get that ballot, vote it, and try to return it as soon as possible. We offer two different Dropbox locations that people are willing or able to use. You can always just bring it into the office. You can take it to any polling location on election day, and they can bring it in to you. So I would just really suggest if you are voting by mail and they do end up taking the three-day grace period away, that you don't sit on your ballot. You get it and you vote it and you try to get it back to us as soon as possible. We all know that sometimes the mail takes a little bit longer than we expect for things to get to where they're going. So I would really suggest that get it and get it voted and then get it back to us.
All right. So, again, if people need to get registered to vote, can they do that in your office, Amy?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can come to our office and we can help you get registered to vote here. You can go onto our website on the election page and click on the link, and it'll take you to an online voter registration. Or you can just give us a call, and we'll be happy to mail you out a new voter registration.
Amy Jones again joining us, Lyon County Clerk and Election Officer, as we talk about the 2025 election cycle. Amy, what's your need for poll workers at this point in time, or do you expect that you'll have a significant need for poll workers here for specifically the primary election because that's up first?
I'm not sure. We sent out a letter earlier this year letting them know, hey, these are the potential election dates, and kind of just wanted their feeling on the dates. Would it work for them? Do they have anything planned? Just to kind of give them a heads up. And so far we've got a really good response on everybody being willing to come back and help. We are very thankful for all of those people who take time to help us on Election Day or even before and after Election Day. We're just really thankful for all of them and all that they do for us.
Okay, so again, the city and school primary election date is set for August the 5th if there is a need for a primary, and then general election day will be Tuesday, November the 4th, and we will be visiting with Amy periodically as we get closer to these dates and give you the deadlines and any other information we need to pass along to the voters here in and around Lyon County. Amy, we appreciate it. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Hey, I wanted to mention one more thing,
sure,
if you don't mind. So we lost a polling location at the end of last year. It was our location that housed our precincts 1, 2, 7, and 8. It was the First Christian Church on 12th Street. So we did some looking and visited a few places, and we have decided to move that location. It will now be at the Kansas National Guard Armory. It is located at 1809 Merchant Street. So if you used to vote at the First Christian Church on 12th Street, right next to ESU, you're now going to vote at the Kansas National Guard Armory at 1809 Merchant Street. I do want to let people know that if you live in that area here in the next probably week or so, you should be receiving a new voter registration card in the mail. All that's telling you is where your new polling location is, just to help you keep informed on it.
Okay, so if you're in that location, same precinct, it's just a different voter location. You know, I asked Tammy, I think, every single interview we had over the past 10 years of the polling places changes. No, 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 no. So,
nope.
You know, and I thought about it, I'm not going to ask Amy. And here it is. We've got a change.
And we have an adjustment.
We do have a change this year. Thankfully, right now, it's just the one, and we are very thankful to all the locations that let us use them as polling locations that were able to return election after election and keep using that. So people get in the routine of going to the same place every time for election day.
Good deal. Well, Amy, thanks so much. Best of luck for you and your staffers here throughout this election process, and we'll be in touch here throughout the course of the year to get you back on the air and give us some updates.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it. Amy Jones, Lyon County Clerk, joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right. As we close down this week, next week's newsmaker slots are just about full. The only available date right now happens to be next Friday. So if you want that, call us at 6-